חפץ חיים אוהב ימים, אוהב ימים לראות איי 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 מי האיש החפץ חיים
Preparation to the lesson from the writings of the Rabash, Volume 2, What is that the righteous are recognized by the wicked in the work? It is written, the fear of the Lord, which is the most important, is in order for men to fear his master, because he is almighty and rules over everything, and nothing stands in his way, that one may desire this state called fear of God. From this we learn that there are two kinds of intentions when we perform any acts, whether we study the Torah or perform mitzvot. Hence, the work of the majority is in order to receive a reward, but the work of an individual is for the sake of heaven, which is their reward, as long as they can serve the king. Meaning that all their pleasure from which they get their full fulfillment and are able to work in order to bestow, is in their ability to feel that they are bringing contentment to the king and offer praise and thanksgiving to the king for giving them the thoughts and the desires to work for him without the enjoyment of receiving any reward for their work. It follows that if they wish to add more work, they have to add more importance to the Creator, since according to the measure of His greatness, they are able to annul themselves before Him and carry out all the work for the sake of heaven. And this is according to what is written in the verse in the Holy Zohar, her husband is known in the gates, meaning that each and every one does according to the thoughts of his heart. However, therefore, those who desire to work for the sake of heaven and in order for them to have the fuel necessary for their work, they must daily strive to reach the state of faith in the greatness of the Creator, since the greatness of the Creator is precisely what enables them to work for Him, and this is the entire pleasure they attain from their work.
If we want to advance on the spiritual path, first and foremost, we have to take care of the greatness of the Creator, for that to be our fuel. The revelation of the Creator is the goal, because by that we give Him contentment. The revelation of the Creator, it happens only through the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's the method in this world. And all the work which is necessary and essential, until that too will take the same course. All the work that a person does, it has to be with the intention in the direction for it to bring to the greatness of the Creator. It is done out of the greatness of the Creator and has to lead to the greatness of the Creator. That He did, does, and will do all deeds, make it so that it happens. Although I do it, I make it so that it will happen in a revealed way. Therefore, all of our activities, all that we do, it is all only in order to come to that. That's how every action is measured. And like always, we can advance but through the revelation of evil and the recognition of evil and the raising of man, the plea for good, for the Creator to correct, and through our appeal to Him, we come to the connection and adhesion with Him. So it's impossible without the revelation of the wicked, as He says, that the righteous, they are revealed through the righteous are recognized by the wicked in the works. So the more I advance, the more opposite I see that I am to the goal. I forgot about the goal, and I got mixed up and confused, and I have to go back and align and arrange things more and more, again and again, in different ways and forms, the right direction. Israel, Oraita, and Kuchabrichor, when none else beside Him. If not I for myself, then who? This whole order of things which I arrange, specifically through the revelation of the wicked, the correction of the wicked, I come to a state where the greatness of the Creator is set before me as the goal, as the fuel, as the essence of my life. And that's how you progress. Where before every action, I examine whether this is what will bring me to the greatness of the Creator. Does it bring me to that? According to whatever action, whatever calculation, will I have a greater appreciation of the Creator from this thing or not? If not, then it means that I'm not ready to do the right thing, and then said do nothing is preferable. That's how you advance.